You guys didn't have to applaud because I got up. It's okay. No, nobody does it during the school year, so that's fine. That's pretty good. The Holy One opens us to the possibility that we are being chosen to be new disciples with new ministry in Jesus' name. Let us stand as we are able and call our hearts to worship our triune God. Come, let us delight in the law of the Lord.
Our joy is found in the love of God and neighbor.
Come, let us be nourished by the living water.
Together we will worship the one who enables us to thrive.
The Lord watches over our ways. Let us put our trust in God's grace. Stand as we are able and confess our sins. Holy God, we come before your throne and admit that most of the time we are too busy singing and praying and feeling good and feeling bad and feeling so-so to stop and listen to your tiny little whispers. In your word, you paint for us a picture of full and abundant life, life that can only be had by drinking your living waters, knowing you are not as title, but ultimately a mystery.
We pray that our lives would be planted near you, that we would send our roots deep into your word and your life, that we would draw nourishment from you, and that with the life you give, we would in turn provide shelter and comfort and blessing to whomever comes under our branches. O Lord, settle our spirits in you. Speak to our hearts in this time and this place, so that we might come to know your love and hopes and dreams for your world and our role in it. Amen.
Sisters and brothers, God is at work in us and with us. The glory that God has manifested in Jesus Christ is given to us even now, so that we may live and love as one, for in Christ, we are one. The promise of God is to guard the lives of the faithful and to rescue us from the hand of anything that blinds us and separates us from God and one another. Because God's love manifests in Jesus Christ, the Alpha and the Omega and the first and the last, the beginning and the end, sets us free.
Oh, my friends, Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. And in Christ, we are one. We have been blessed by such an abundance of love that we can do no other thing than feel the depth of peace that passes all understanding. Therefore, believing this, I say unto you, may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Please bless one another by passing that peace in bows or in waves. Indeed, Jesus the Christ is above all. And yet, he humbled himself. He poured himself out for us. Today's scripture reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 6 through 19. I could read it or I could pray it. For it is a prayer. So I invite you all to settle your hearts. Perhaps close your eyes. Don't read the printed word. Just listen. Listen for Jesus' voice. When Jesus finished saying these things, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them. And they know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. And as you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. I'm not praying only for them, but also for those who believe in me because of their word. O righteous Father, even the world didn't know you, but I've known you, and these believers know that you sent me. I've made your name known to them and will continue to make it known, so that your love for me will be in them and I myself will be in them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. These are the words of our Lord's Prayer. They are not the Lord's Prayer, but they hold as much weight in Scripture and in God's sight as any that could ever be said. They are breathtaking, especially when you remember the setting in which Jesus spoke them. Earlier that evening, he and the 12 had gathered in an upper room to share in the Passover feast. Yet even before they sat, Judas had disappeared from view. Then an amazing display of servitude, Jesus honored the 11 by washing their feet. They're sandal-clad, unkempt, filthy, bacteria-laden feet. At first, Peter had denied Jesus' gift. He felt too lowly to be washed by the man he called Rabbi, teacher, Lord. But Jesus was teaching them by showing them how to serve in love and provide for others humbly, without pride. He's promised them they would not be orphaned when he left them. Instead, he would send the Spirit of God, the companion, to guide them along the way. And as a parent might do for their child when they know they are dying, Jesus has taught them many other life lessons, especially that they love one another as he has loved them. Yes, Jesus was fully aware this night would be his last on earth. He knew Scripture foretold that his life must be sacrificed. And he knew at this moment he was leaving the world. So the meal is over. And Jesus has told them all of what most needs to be said, you know. Just how it is with last words. And now, as he often did throughout his ministry, Jesus has turned his attention from the disciples and from the crowds that always seem to find him. Now he's in the garden, and he's focusing on the most important relationship of his life, the one he shares with his Father, God. In the verses just before we began our reading, Jesus actually recognizes that his time has come. He praises God for the glory God can provide him. But he does so in an extraordinary way. He remembers that because of his service to God, the people especially chosen by God now know much more about God's being than they ever could have known before. And then he begins talking about God's love and hope for those people. Jesus lifts up the people whom God has given him to teach and to love, and he asks. No, he begs. He begs that God remember them and make them holy, sanctify them. And he begs that God protect them from the evil in this world as they go out into that world to serve God's purposes, to share God's compassionate love, and invite them to know God too. But Jesus also understands the people God asked him to care for have been brought into this world to serve their Creator. And that because they are not serving the world's leaders as others do, they will be hated. They will be reviled, tortured, killed. how similar we Presbyterians are to those early followers of Christ. Really. Now, we aren't being killed in this country for our faith, unlike in some countries even this week. But the bulk of society either scorns us or ignores us, takes pot shots at us. Christian, to be a Christian is to be, And yet it wasn't too many years ago. I'll suspect many of you actually remember this, that the PCUSA boasted a membership, just in this country, of well over 7 million people. 7 million. I checked the numbers this morning at the PCUSA statistical database. Today we are at 1,245,354 members. And quite honestly, that is good news. Currently, we are not losing members as fast as we had been. There were a few years in there where churches and people were leaving in droves. But we're not gaining members either. Most denominations aren't gaining members. All the same, like the disciples Jesus was lifting up to God, we too, all of us, are to go out into the world to praise God and invite others to love their Creator and be kind to other people. That is more than challenging, no matter what century you live in. Evil has engulfed humankind since Cain came into the world. So Jesus is asking his Father to remember his followers because he took care of them and guarded them as God had asked and never lost but one. Jesus isn't asking that God provide things to him, not even that God extend his life so he can spend more time with those he's cared for. Instead, the Lord asks his followers to be protected from the hatred, scorn, indifference that the evil one has encouraged the world to throw at them. Jesus wants the mission God entrusted to him to be fruitful, not just in his time, but in the years to come. And that means the people God entrusted to Jesus need to be strengthened and protected and, yes, unified into one body so they can continue to spread the word that Jesus has taught. You know, love one another. Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus began this way of life as one man who called others to his side to help him get the word out of God to as many people as possible. He may have been incredibly strong, but in its effort to stifle love, the world still killed him. Jesus would not see how love would unfurl in his community, let alone throughout the ages to come. So as the flower of Jesus' life wilted and died, these men, these 11, and probably a good number of unnamed women too, became the seeds of Jesus' way. The seeds which grew into the vine he spoke of, the vine of agape love that would abide in his followers and wend its way through the world's hatred and fear. Can you just see that vine moving through the chinks in the armor of hatred? as only of, I'm sorry, I've got a porch with a concrete wall at the bottom, you know, and it kind of goes up and then there's these windows. But at the bottom, there are vines growing through onto the porch floor from the outside. Vines have power. And now, in the last hours before his death, Jesus chooses to pray to God for these followers. But not just the 11 and those who came to believe while Jesus was in the world, but all of those who came into the world after them for generations and generations and generations to come. Even until this day in this age. Friends, Jesus chose to pray for us. Jesus is lifting each of us up to God for a blessing. Each of us. Mindy and Hinda and Marilyn and Liz and David and Linda and Mary and Dora and Donna and Bob and Julie and Bev and everybody else whom I did not name. We are being lifted up for a blessing. For God has claimed us in the waters of baptism. Just like God claimed Little Rome last week, God has named each one of us and loves us with a love that goes beyond our understanding and provides us with the peace that can only come when you know that you are totally loved and totally safe and totally God's child. We too have been given to Jesus as sheep of his fold. And like the 11, we are to serve God by preaching in word and in deed God's good news to humankind, to invite them to know God's care for them. And it all began with this prayer. It isn't the Lord's Prayer which he first taught his disciples. It is the prayer of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who is praying for us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Please rise as you are able to profess our faith in our Lord who prays for us. We trust in Jesus Christ, holy human, holy God. Jesus proclaimed the reign of God, preaching good news to the poor and release to the captives, teaching by word and deed, blessing the children, healing the sick, and binding up the brokenhearted. Forgiving sinners, and calling all to repent and believe the gospel. Unjustly condemned for blasphemy and sedition, Jesus was crucified, suffering the deaths of human pain and giving his life for the sins of the world. God raised Jesus from the dead, vindicating his sinless life, breaking the power of sin and evil. Deliver us from death to life eternal. With believers in every time and place, we rejoice that nothing in life or in death can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Jesus has prayed for us. Let us respond by praying together. Let us pray. Oh, holy God, you have brought us from death into life, named us and claimed us as your own. You have caused us to become brothers and sisters, and unified together as one in Christ. We praise your holy name for these gifts, just as we praise you for the gift of this day, this gorgeous spring day in the middle of May, when we raise our alleluias along with birdsong and the visions of flowers, new leaves on trees, and the fragrance of fresh mown hay in the field beside the church. Thank you, Lord, for these gifts. We pray for the earth, your marvelous creation. Inspire and help us to be the good stewards that you ask us to be now and for the future. We pray for those who are sick or suffering, being treated in the hospital or in hospice at home. We ask that they may know your protection and care through faithful service from us, be we medically trained healers or spirit-led caregivers. Those who suffer the ravages of discord, the abused, the infirm, the church, the earth. For holiness and wholeness, shalom, all come from you. Receive these, our prayers, that we have voiced. And now hear our unvoiced prayers that we lift to you silently.
Heard our prayers. Now hear us
as we pray the words that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. That music in itself was a benediction. Thank you, Dora. It was beautiful. Oh, friends. Today we have prayed together. We have listened to Scripture together. We have heard glorious music praising the Lord together. We have been united as one in Christ's body, just as he had hoped in his prayer, the prayer that our Lord prayed for each and every one of us. You have been blessed by Jesus himself. You have been called, named, and sent out into the world to spread the good news of Jesus. Words or in your deeds. You're to invite them to come to know the Lord better. So go out and do as Jesus has instructed. But Go, knowing that you do not go alone. For the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, the grace of God, and the community of the Holy Spirit that still draws us together as one goes with each and every one of you now and always. Amen and amen.